You get all this knowledge, and then you got to go and you got to execute on it. A lot of visionaries, entrepreneurs, you can't execute unless you have that personality. Perfect, good, great. For me, no. I need somebody to help me out. I need somebody organized.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Welcome to another episode. I am Javier Hinojo, your host of The Naked Truth about Real Estate Investing. And today I'm going to talk about masterminds, okay? I'm officially launching my mastermind, Billion Dollar Boardroom. And the first meeting is the 24th, 25th, and 26th of August. That is a bonus meeting, but officially, it starts the first week of November, and we're going to meet every three months. So my mastermind has launched. We have 26 folks registered coming out to the mastermind on the very first one, which I am super excited. I'm extremely excited, very blessed, very humbled that very quickly, within like a week, 10 days, we were able to get all these folks signed up for the mastermind. Look, I'm going to talk about not just my mastermind, but just masterminds in general, okay? Masterminds have changed my business, have changed my life. The last three projects that I bought, I'll just straight up talk about money right away. Why not? The last three projects that I bought has been because of my networking and masterminds, okay? This made me a couple of million bucks, a couple of million dollars from three masterminds meetings, right? That I spent 30K, right? I spent 30K to go and I made a couple of million dollars. I mean, I should just stop there and just hang up this podcast or just, I don't, how do you hang up a podcast? I don't know, but I should just drop the mic. Actually, my mic, it broke earlier today. But anyways, you know, it's just, it's amazing, right? A mastermind is like a family. You get together, you got some high level business people, entrepreneurs, professional people, and real estate investors, or just investors in general. Y'all meet together and then you mastermind, right? You brainstorm, you help each other out. Somebody talks about, hey, this is what's working for me. I'm raising money this way. This other person's like, hey, I'm finding big deals this way. This other person's like, hey, I'm finding some loans like this. I mean, whatever it is, or hey, I'm scaling this way. This is what I'm doing. Hey, look what I did in my social media. This is really working. Here's a couple of hacks. It shouldn't be called masterminds. It should be called hack minds. I don't know. Maybe I should create that hashtag hack minds, just because there's so many hacks that it would take you learning curve to get to learn that. It's kind of long, and somebody will mention something in a mastermind. You're there for 2 or 3 days and somebody will mention something. You're like, holy crap, that's what I needed to hear, right? And it'll change your business just like that, right? I mean, just in an instant. I know so many people have gone to masterminds and right now they're crushing it, right? They're crushing it, but you have to take the action, right? You got to take action. You're going to pay 30 grand a little, or some have some cost more, some cost a little bit less. To join a mastermind, you better 10x that money in a year, bare minimum, right? If you don't 10x your money or your investment, don't sign up again, okay? Don't do it. You should 10x your investment. That's just my opinion, just because there's so much knowledge, so much power, and you got to take advantage of that. I believe in life, you should always have a mentor, some peers, and like a mentee, you kind of dragging, not dragging, but you kind of holding their hand. It's like a ladder, right? You're always at some point in your journey, you're always connected, right? To your mentor, to your peers, and to a mentee. That way you're growing and you're helping, you're bringing somebody along as well, and you're helping your peers get better, right? So if somebody's really good at sales, they'll connect you with somebody who's, you know, if you need help with sales, you say, hey, this is my greatest need. I need help in sales. There'll be somebody in the mastermind that's badass at sales, right? You say, hey, look, I'm struggling with raising money, right? The most I've raised is a couple of million dollars. Yes, I said a couple of million. Or somebody say, hey, I'm flipping houses and I'm flipping 2-3 houses a quarter or whatever it is. And I need to raise more capital, right? I need some more private funds so I can flip 5 properties in a quarter or 5 properties a month, whatever it is you want to do. You'll connect. There's so much knowledge, money shared, big deals are shared. It's pretty cool, right? It'll change your life. I can't even explain it. I wish I could articulate it a little bit better. People talk about what's working in their business. That'll give you a hack so it works in your business. Somebody talks about, hey, this is what I've seen in social media that's working for me. Why don't you try it? Whatever it is, right? I find this great lender. This is their terms on loans, whatever it is. People just share because you have to sign a non-disclosure because everybody's going to share stuff about their business and their personal life. You can't share outside the group, right? It's got to stay there. It's a family. You get a deal, comes in, you first share it with your mastermind. See if you can close it with your mastermind, right? Your mastermind family, right? If you can close it, great, right? If for whatever reason doesn't fit somebody's buy box or just doesn't work, the timing is not correct, and it's still a good purchase, then you go your sphere a little bit further out in your sphere, a little bit further out, and then you eventually end up closing that project. But you always start with your mastermind, right? It's like a family. That's where all the deals, all the big deals happen. All the ideas are coming out. Those are the pioneers, the risk takers, right? The risk takers of saying, hey, look, I'm trying this marketing technique and it's really, really good, right? And you just hammer that technique for a while. Eventually that technique will trickle out and other people will start doing it. But by that time, you've made your money, okay? So I see this all the time. I see it all the time in masterminds where I see some investors that aren't part of masterminds, 2 or 3 years later, they have this, oh, I'm doing this now. Like, man, I saw that 2 years ago. You know, like I saw that 2, 3 years ago in my mastermind when it was barely coming out. And these guys that try it 3 years later still make money, which is crazy, right? But the guys that tried it out first made a lot more. So masterminds are great. A lot of connections, especially hanging out with like-minded people, you know, business people, you know, entrepreneurs, people who maybe sold a company, who's got money, real estate investors, either apartment, you know, flippers or apartment, you know, multifamily buyers, commercial buyers, whatever it is, right? You know, whatever your mastermind is, it could be a mastermind on cooking, you know, mastermind on cars. It could be a mastermind on whatever, right? But my mastermind, $1 billion boardroom, is real estate based, right? But we also have some entrepreneurs that are part of our mastermind. I'll let you know a few. I got a gentleman who owns a trucking company, pretty high net worth guy and makes a lot, 7 figures net, like easily every single year. Another couple of guys in the mastermind who have some private funds, like an investment fund, and they invest money in people's projects, right? They have a fund. I have an attorney on the mastermind. If you can see my face, smile just lit up because what he does for a living and what his firm used to do for a living was sue apartment owners or like people like me. And he's like, oh man, Javier, I hope I don't meet anybody I ever sued because I never lose. I'm like, oh shoot. Right. But that's the kind of person that I want on my mastermind and my team, because I'm guarantee you when he speaks, a lot of us that own real estate are going to listen because we don't want to get sued. Right. Because that's what he did for a long time. That's what he did. He sued people like me. But now he's buying real estate. So he's like, oh, I need to help my buddies out. So it's super cool. I have another guy who's sold his technology company. He'll be there as well. I got like a CFO, this a huge pharmaceutical companies. He'll be there as well. Another guy who sold a steel company business will be there. These guys do real estate too. A couple of them don't do real estate. They're just entrepreneurs, right? They have a lot of business knowledge. They've grown big businesses. I got people flipping houses. I got people who buy commercial buildings. Anything you can pretty much imagine, right? We got a good mixture in the mastermind. So there's three things. Actually, there's four things that kind of happen when you go to a mastermind, right? It's always these three things that always come up, right? People want to know, how do I get more deal flow or bigger deals, right? Or different type of deals. Maybe somebody's flipping houses, say, hey, how can I buy multifamily? Or how can I buy a warehouse? Or how can I buy self-storage? Or whatever it is, right? They want to switch. I get that. Like, how we get more deal flow. Number two is like, hey, how do we raise more money, right? Or different kind of money, right? I said in the past where I got punched in the face when I went to raise money for my first multifamily deal. I had the wrong avatar. I had the wrong investor. They would lend people who flip houses, but they wouldn't lend to people buying an apartment building. It's a longer hold time, right? So just little techniques like that you're going to learn, and you'll hear from people who are flipping, you know, 20 houses a year, 50 houses a year, how they raise capital, right? So you just take a couple of pages from whatever there's, you know, from their playbook, right? And you put in your business, and they're going to share freely, right? We're all going to share freely. So that's the second thing that I always come up with, like, hey, how do I get more money or bigger money? Right. Number three is, hey, how do I scale? How do I hire? How do I stop working in my business, but on my business? And that happens all the time, right? Doesn't matter what level of business you're in. There's always some kind of transition. The goal for everybody in my mastermind is to not be employed, right? Well, I got another buddy who makes a whole bunch of money in his business. He's like, I'm not quitting. Well, he does make a lot of money. So it's probably better for him to make more money there and just invest in real estate because that's what he enjoys, right? He can make a lot of money and just invest. He's put money in, I think, one or two of my deals. So everybody, you got to fit your personality, right? But number three is, how do you scale, right? Like, how do I scale effectively at a good pace? Where do I hire? Who and when? Who's my, you know, things. A lot of these people aren't like new business people, but at the same time, they still have the same struggles, right? Like as most of investors out there, like, how do I scale? When do I let go? Things like that. And number four is, what happens when you get all this knowledge, information, you try to go back home, back to your business, to your team, and you try to share it, right? Like, I got all this information. Let's build all this and let's get crushing it, right? And like, that's what I do. I come back and I throw all this stuff on my staff and I think start losing their hair, right? They're like, you know, they're like in their mid-20s and I think they're losing their hair. No, just so many moving parts, right? So what I want to do, which I am working on, it's going to be pretty cool, is I want to be able to have somebody there. What happens, you get all this knowledge, right? And then you got to go and you got to execute on it, right? A lot of visionaries, entrepreneurs aren't good. You can't execute unless you have that personality. Perfect. Good. Great. For me, no, I need somebody to help me out. I need somebody organized. Okay. But I'm going to have, and they're going to be there, like easy button, right? Like somebody who needs help on marketing, whatever, click funnels, whatever it is, right? There'll be somebody there with an easy button. Right. If somebody needs help with something else, there's going to be somebody with an easy button. Hey, I need help with a CRM. I need to put a CRM together. Well, there's somebody there with an easy button or a connection to somebody who can set it up for you. Now, it's not going to be cheap, right? You got to pay for their services, but you know, that's okay. You know, if you want an easy button, you got to pay for it, but you don't have to feel like you got to go back home, back to your business and have to implement every single thing yourself. Because then, you know, it might slow you down or you're just fine, right? Maybe you want to scale at your own pace. So just give that option out there, because it does happen when you finish a mastermind, you come back and you have a million things to do. And if you don't have a big team, you got to kind of do that on your own, and you put a lot of stress. If you have a smaller team, you put a lot of stress on them. If you have a bigger team, you can execute pretty quickly. Good for you, right? Good for you. But officially, I am launching Billion Dollar Boardroom. I'm actually going to have you send me an email directly, just because you got to qualify. And we got to just have a chat, make sure you're a good fit. My email will be in the show notes. It's Javier@ascgus.com. It'll be in the show notes, ASCGUS. A like in Alpha, S like in Sierra, C like in Charlie, G like in Golf, U like in Uniform, and S like in Sierra.com. Javier, Javier. Send me an email, and on the subject line, just put mastermind, okay? Make sure you put mastermind on the subject line. Please, please, please. How is this going to work? Look, I'm going to do something super cool, you know, that's, you know, kind of unheard of. Well, maybe it's heard of some places, but pretty much it doesn't happen. Okay. We're going to meet four times a year. It's like on the evening one day and then two full days of mastermind, right? It'll be from like 9 until 2 or 3 in the afternoon, right? I don't like all day. Like I can't do all day class. Like I can't do it. I'm a bad student. I sit in the back and I get out. So we're going to do like, you know, 9, 10-ish. I'm already changing it, right? To like 2-ish, 3, right? Of pure content, a lot of good stuff, like just a lot of knowledge, a lot of bombs, a lot of hacks. And then we're going to go do something fun as a group. Then we're going to go eat. And then we're going to go drink. Then we're going to repeat it the next day, right? But there's just actually so much more we're going to do besides that. Everything's going to get recorded. So you can have access to anybody who speaks when you go back home, or if you happen to miss it, right? Sometimes you miss it. You can always have access to go back home. Say it's 5 years from now and you barely join. Well, you'll have access to 5 years worth of recordings, right? Of any kind of speech. Anybody shared any marketing tips or how do they hack data? You know, things like that, right? I mean, you can just go back and how does somebody scale or whatever it is, right? There'll always be like a video library for everybody to go back, and that stuff is gold, okay? Stuff is gold. Somebody does a presentation on whatever it is, it'll always be there. The notes, the slideshow, and the recording. So that's going to be super cool. It's going to be a lot of content, guys. A lot of content and good stuff, like stuff you can go to use tomorrow. Okay. So what I'm going to do is you get 100% access to one of these masterminds, what a regular member gets, right? For $1,000. You come in, fly in, you hang out with us the first evening. And for 2 days, you get 100%. You are treated just like anybody else in the mastermind. Okay. And then after that, I'm going to lock you in a room and I'm going to sell you, I'm going to pressure sells you like timeshare, right? I'm going to sit there and you can't leave till you buy. No, I'm not going to do that, right? So after the second day, actually after the first day, we'll just have a chat. The last day, we'll have another chat and I'll be like, hey, what do you think? You like the mastermind? Are we a good fit, right? Do we click? Is there synergy? If there is, then we'll just give you an opportunity to join. And the way we're going to do it is it's $1,000 to show up. Right. If you bring out your partner, $600 for their partner. So say $1,600 for those 3 days. And it'll be, if you decide to join and you qualify, you got to qualify, guys. You can't be like brand new. I'm sorry. I don't have a mastermind if you're like brand new. If you got a business, if you got something to kind of bring to the table, I mean, feel free to reach out, right? Feel free to reach out and we'll have a chat. See if we're a good fit. If you're like brand new, it's going to be super hard, right? Unless you have something else to offer besides real estate. And then we're going to do $10,000, right? It'll be a one-time payment of 10 grand. And then it'll be $1,000 a month, right? So for the year is $22,000, right? And that includes two people, four trips. That includes like a private Facebook page. We might have a couple of calls here and there, access to all our stuff that we do, like access to everything that I do, anything you have, any of my staff, anything you need from me, you're going to have. Like I'll be an open book. Anything for me, you're going to have, right? From the other members, well, I don't know how busy they're going to be, but I'm sure everybody's going to share. Every mastermind I've been a part of, everybody's always shared. But with me, you'll have access to whatever it is you need from me, right? You're going to partner on deals. You need to help me raise money. You need to get some contracts from me. You need to get whatever it is, some contacts, anything, right? I mean, that's why I'm here for. I want you to succeed. I mean, really, I want you to succeed. I want to do big deals together, right? And that's it. So you come out, maybe it's not a good fit. It's not good synergy. Hey, guess what? For $1,000, $1,600, you spend 3 days with some badass individuals like that are doing big things. That's a great investment. Awesome investment. And I pay for everything, right? I pay for like the food, the drinks. You got to just fly yourself there and pay for your stay, right? Like pay for your hotel and pay for your airfare. Anything else that we do, unless we do something extra, as far as like a fourth day, if anybody wants to stay a fourth day, and we might do like a VIP to Orlando amusement park, right? Like, what the heck is that damn Orlando park called where they have Harry Potter and stuff? Universal Studios, yeah. Right? If we want to do like a VIP Universal Studios experience, like, hey guys, who wants to stay an extra day? That's going to cost like $1,000, $1,500 or $2,000 per person. I forget what it costs. But you get like a VIP private tour backstage with a guide, front of the line, in front of the fast pass, through the back. It's super cool, like super secret entrances. And it's pretty cool. Right, you get a ride like 8 rides by noon. It's the best. Anyways, like if we do something extra like that, well, yeah, there'll be extra charge. But as far as food, as far as any entertainment we do, any drinking and things like that, right? Any speakers I bring in, right? That's not gonna cost anybody anything. But it's just gonna cost you to fly there and your hotel stay, and that's it. We'll do 4 times a year. And hey, I'm not gonna have a sales pitch, guys. If you like it and you're a good fit, you've already qualified if you're there already, so I don't have to qualify you. I mean, we just say, hey, let's sign up and that's it and make it very easy. I want to do a lot of deals. I want to make sure that I'm not hanging out at a yacht all by myself, you know, with my 3 girlfriends. Oh, shoot. My wife's going to hear this. I mean, with my family, right? And all by myself, right? I want to hang out with you guys. I want to hang out with your family. I want to hang out, you know, in a yacht all together, right? Because why not? Let's do it. So, $1 billion boardroom. Send me an email or follow me on social media. Any social media you have me on besides my email, you can always just message me, just mastermind, right? And we'll have a chat. It's the first week of August. It's the 24th, 25th, 26th. It's the first week of August right now as I'm recording this. The 23rd, 24th, 25th of August is our pre-launch. It's a bonus. And officially, it launches in November. So basically, you're going to get 5 events if you make it to the August event. If you don't make it to the August event, you still have your 4 events coming up, right? So masterminds are key. Join a mastermind. If it's not mine, go find one that you know that somebody's in it and they are going to recommend it, okay? Don't join a mastermind that nobody's recommended. Don't do that. There are some really bad ones out there. So enough said. I'm Javier, your host. Don't lose your shirt.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media. Instagram, Javier Hinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name. Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000, and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture. Send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review. And I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.